History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a face and a voice you have heard multiple times on this radio station this month, but that's okay, because we're talking about maple syrup and maple weekend in Connecticut coming up March 18th and 19th. It's the golden nectar of the gods, not honey, but maple syrup. You can use it for everything from coffee to baking to just drinking out of the jug if that's your ilk. I have no issues with that. So joining me today is Matthew Wilkinson, the president of CTMaple.org. It's the Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut. Matthew, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, it's this winter, if you want to call it a winter, has been kind of weird. So just generally, how has maple syrup production gone for the state?
That might be the understatement of the century on that one. But it was really rough, very bumpy start this year. There was a lot of concern that this may not even have a season this year. However, we had a cold snap that very early February for a few days, and it kind of seemed to turn everything around. And it has been, I think in the end, we're going to end up with an average kind of year. It won't be a great year. It won't be a horrible year by any means. And it looks like the weathers are going to be very cooperative up through the maple weekend right now.
I guess you can say it's, you know, blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it was. In January, there was a lot of producers that were very, very concerned. So it's been a pleasant change.
Now, you know, because what is the layman terms, you know, how do you, what gauges whether it's going to be a good winter or a bad winter, or is it all a maple syrup shoot, if you will?
a little bit. But generally, we want a good long, like 2-3 weeks of good hard freeze through like the December, January timeframes. A little bit of snowpack on there is always a good plus. The amount of sap we get each year, it's not specifically just that winter. It's sort of over a year or a couple year period of time that seems to affect the trees. But that lack of cold really affects the sugar content in the sap. And without the cold, you have very low sugar content. And in some cases early this season, some of the early tappers were even noticing off flavored syrups because there wasn't, you know, the trees just weren't very happy with the lack of winter.
And that's, I mean, it's definitely an agriculture. Like, people don't think of maple syrup as an agriculture thing, but you're very reliant on weather and how the plants want to, you know, cooperate those years, if you will. So it's definitely an agriculture in Connecticut, but how big of an agriculture in Connecticut is it?
So there are approximately 200 producers in the state that sell at some level retail wise, and we're a couple $1 million ag industry in the state that comes in. It's a little hard to track it because a lot of them are smaller producers. So it's not like we can do a dairy poll, so to speak, like how much dairy is out there. But those are some general average numbers that they've kind of figured out. There is a Facebook group in the state that's sort of a lot of backyard hobbyists, and there's well over 1,500 people on that group. So very prevalent activity in the state.
There is.
Don't necessarily think about it.
I follow that group because I just enjoy, like, Buster Scranton down in North Guilford. I know him. And just when they're you guys are boiling off, just to be in the sugar house and the smells and just the atmosphere, you know, it's, there's something to be said about just the boil off. And like, it's, and like you said, there, you can get into this. People can get into this with a bucket and a tree. Like, it's not hard to kind of start making your own maple syrup. And from everyone I've talked to over the years, once you start, it kind of becomes like this weird addiction you can't get rid of in a good way.
It does. Yeah. We started with 10 buckets when my kids were young, and we're not one of the biggest producers by any means, but we have over 700 taps right now. So it grows.
So now, you know, Connecticut is a small state, 200, you know, suppliers, vendors across the state, if you will. Does it vary from coast to coast and top to bottom in Connecticut, or is it kind of like it's a Connecticut thing? Like, there's not as much of a disparity between syrups and flavors. Like, how do you make your syrup different from the guys down the road, if you can at all, even?
Well, nature and geography are sort of the two things that make that difference. There's a little bit with boiling, but it's really the soils that the trees are growing in, and then the temperatures. That's kind of the things that differentiate the flavors a lot. And every sugar bush and every sugar maker, their syrup will taste slightly different on the same day. Lots of things, you know, because Connecticut, even though we're small, we have these crazy temperature changes and microclimates. And so that, you know, day to day, it's a little different from each producer, kind of like what their syrup's going to taste like. So it's as much of a nature thing as it is the actual sugar maker changing them. And it's all, you know, it's all sweet, it's all good, it's all great to put on your pancakes or on your ice cream or whatever.
Put
in your coffee, right? I think you see bigger changes between Connecticut and the farther north you go. You see more significant changes in the flavors, and they're not. They're not like drastic, but they are there.
It's so here's what we can do. If people are now, we're whetting people's appetite, no pun intended. Yeah. Connecticut Maple Weekend, 18th and 19th of March. So it's coming up next weekend. So if you want to take in that, you know, a little bit of different from this area to this area, get in the car. But first of all, go to ctmaple.org, left-hand side, Maple Weekend, all the different, I mean, Maple Weekend participants by town. It goes from coast to coast, top to bottom. You can spend the day driving around, sampling different syrups across the state. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, have at it, because, like I said, this is a big agriculture in the state, and it's run by people that you don't even realize really can do this. Like I said, it's not difficult to get going, and the people you can talk to, the love they have for something that's as silly as a juice coming out of a tree, and just taking it step by step. So you get the different colored amber syrups, and then people that go crazy, and I love them for this, the maple sugar candies. There's so many things that you can do with just a liquid that comes out of a maple tree.
It is, you know, and like you said, there's so many different sugar houses, and everybody's is a little different. And they, you know, they're a lot of the different sugar makers will have displays up for different things, different parts of the process. And it really is fun to go see them, because no two places are the same, and no two visits will be the same. So it's not like you saw one, you saw them all. They're all very different, and they're all, they all love maple, like you said, and they'll be happy to talk to you about it.
And it's the original, in my mind, cottage industry, if you will. Like, these, you know, maple syrup producers figured out what works for them. They're going to make it work, and they will sit up all night either putting wood in the fire. There's guys that do the propane. There's just, everyone has their own unique method to making it. It's almost like, in a weird way, like bourbon or a whiskey, but in a sweet form. Like, everyone's got their own little touches they do and their own method for making it, which I find fascinating, because there is no wrong way to make maple syrup.
Right. No, it is. That's very true. There is a lot. And you're right. It has been in Connecticut since the indigenous tribes were here. I mean, maple sugar, maple syrup is probably the only true New England thing that happens nowhere else other than the northeast of North America.
I mean, there's so many places. Your farm is doing it over in Columbia, Wilkinson Farm. You got East Hampton. There's Bloomfield, Barkhamsted, Ashford. There's no reason why you couldn't get out. Hampton, Hebron. I sound like we're doing school closings, but it's maple syrup. You know, get out and enjoy some maple syrup this upcoming weekend. And if anyone needs more information, ctmaple.org. Matthew Wilkinson is joining me this morning. He's the president of the Connecticut Maple Syrup Association. There's so many things, and I mean, we can go on for hours. I'm just a fan of maple syrup agriculture in the state. I hope people get out there. Now, this is going to be a weird curveball, but I'm sure you've been asked this many times. You know, what's the strangest thing you've heard someone do with maple syrup? Like, what is something you're like, you put maple syrup on that? Have you ever had those stories?
You know, no, I guess because nothing seems strange to put maple syrup on.
I put it on ribs. We've done pulled pork.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's the universal condiment.
It is. It's a, you know, it's a glaze on vegetables. You can put it on meats. You
Brussels
can
sprouts.
Make, baked goods, right? Yeah. You know, anything. I have not come up with anything weird. I know a lot of people use it for making dog treats and pet treats with it, even. So.
All natural. I mean, you can't get anything all more natural than it came out of a tree. Like, that's ingredients, that's right. Tree.
Yep.
Well, Matthew, very thank much. You for joining me this weekend. You know, the weather has been, like you said, it's a roller coaster of a season. I am happy you guys are doing well. Let's, you know, hope for some cooler nights, some warmer days going into the weekend. So when people are heading out to the sugar houses, the guys and gals out there are boiling and people can just take in everything there is to take in with maple syrup out there.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everybody come out.
I will be at a few of the sugar houses. I'll probably go to Lamoth's. We might head over to Rick's. Like, it's going to be a weekend that I intend to get a sugar high, and I'm okay with that.
It's a great way to spend the weekend.
All right, Matthew, thank you for joining me. It's things like this that are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.